Hello and welcome to Just Some Guardians, episode 5. We're 5 deep now. Woo! We are a Destiny-related podcast, primarily. I just botched that whole intro, so you can enjoy that. We're primarily a Destiny podcast, premised around the fact that we are clearing through this game at a more casual pace than Bungie intended. Last week was supposed to be a nerdy talk, but we were a little too busy playing Curse of Osiris to do anything but play Curse of Osiris. So here we are. Joining me tonight, it is just going to be two of us instead of a plethora of voices. So I have my beautiful and wonderful co-host, Nick. Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
There's a couple moments there during the intro where I felt like you were talking to me, and I was like, I'm not supposed to talk!
Silence! Never say anything to me. That's fantastic. So we are currently live on the Twitch. You can join us here for communication purposes and to enjoy some time with us. And I am going to roam around the lighthouse, which is our new social space.
I guess you could say social space loosely.
I waved at a guy and took a selfie with someone else. That seems pretty social, right?
Did you really? You took a schmelfie?
I attempted to take a schmelfie with Brother Vance over here, and he was all like, "You ain't Osiris. I want nothing to do with you, girl." And I was like, dang.
Just going to say, I don't think he'll selfie with anyone but Osiris.
No, he wouldn't. Well, it was funny. Like, I literally used the emote. And he was facing towards me, and like as the camera came up, he did the turn where he went back to his book, and I was like, well, fine. Be that way. I don't want to take a picture with you either.
Osiris talked to you and not to me.
How dare you. So, on that note, in case no one knew by now, the expansion Curse of Osiris launched last
week. We can't say.
Last
if the
week,
effects
right?
succeed, it's the end of everything.
Yes. Yes. Wow, it's only been a week.
Right?
I have done so much and been through so many things.
Right? My life
will
never be the same. Yeah, you are a little bit. All you do is play this game, right? Jesus.
Yeah, no.
All day, every day. We don't have jobs and families and stuff.
I don't have, yeah. I'm a hermit that lives in the Himalayas. Welcome to the Himalayas!
Dude, your internet is fantastic for the Himalayas. Bravo.
Well, you know, it's all about that bass.
I no joke, listened to that song the other day. It bumped up on the radio, and I jammed out like you wouldn't believe. I still remember every single word.
What that song is about?
I would assume my self-confidence.
Like, literally. Okay, it's terrible, but hilarious.
Right? Oh, the video's fantastic.
Do you know what it's
too.
About?
Moving on. We're not going to talk about whatever her name is.
Megan Trainor or whatever.
Megan, yeah. Training
she
for the
She needs to get herself a trainer.
Oh! That's what the song's about. Okay. So, I think we slightly covered how your week went because we've just been playing Curse of Osiris like crazy people.
The course. I suppose understand why it's called Curse of Osiris, but it has certainly cursed my free time because I don't.
Well, maybe the name comes up later. Like, it's not explained right away, but later on. The curse occurs. I don't know.
I was listening to see if, like, he was going to teach us a new vulgarity.
Right.
Like, the curse of Osiris is shit damn hell.
It made for some very interesting speculation conversations, though, naming it. So, like, even if that was the only reason they named it that, I'm fine with that. But I had a lot of really good conversations about what if, and what if this, and what if that.
Some good speculations.
Some speculations. They were beautiful. So, I think the best way to just overview our entire thoughts of Curse of Osiris is to just kind of make... I want you to align just a sound with your overall idea of how Curse of Osiris has gone.
You want me to what?
I want you to just assign a sound. I don't want to hear an overview with words. I want you to just like make guttural sounds to show how excited you've been. Or not.
Guttural. All right, I can do that.
I want to feel your excitement.
All right, you ready?
I'm so ready. Which we all know is Genosian for this is the greatest thing I've ever played in my life.
Right, now your turn.
I would have to go with a simple Icky Icky Wutang Pow Zippa.
I don't know. See, now you have me leaning more towards me.
No,
How
not
has this
that.
expansion made you feel? Me.
Neat. No. Okay, I guess that did
To
come off a little
you.
negative. Imagine a baby sea lion being rubbed in the belly while everyone's around it telling it it loves it. Like that kind of exciting sound.
Wait, are
I
you
am
telling it
loving
it's the
it.
goodest boy?
That's only for doggos, I thought.
Sea lions are water doggos.
Water doggos?
They
Aww.
are. Look at them.
Aww. You're not
Okay,
wrong.
so I guess for everyone out there, I have just I melt. Like all doggos are puppers and all puppers are doggos to me. And like I don't care if you have like a 96-year-old dog that's somehow still alive. It is still a pupper. Like I legit don't care, it's still a pupper.
Oh,
And I will still
for
talk
sure.
to it, and I will still tell it is the goodest boy or the goodest girl. Brett's gotten to hear this many times this week.
Oh my
Goodest is
God.
a word that must be used only when referencing and or talking to a dog.
Truth.
Goodest.
The goodest. Speaking of goodists, let's dive into, I guess the best place to start would just be the campaign, right? Yeah, let's start there.
Sure. Yeah. Let's all right.
I absolutely, positively loved the campaign. It was longer than I thought it would be. And that could just be because of my work schedule, and so it actually took me a couple days to do it, but it felt longer than I expected it would be. I think it was like, I don't remember how many missions because I can't count over three, but I
You only
know
have
the
three
mission,
toes, so.
right? I know the mission completed thing popped up more times than I expected, so like that was cool.
Hey, that's a victory.
Right? But oh my God, I just thought it was fantastic. It took us to we got to be on Mercury, and then we got to go into the Infinite Forest, and we got to meet Osiris, and then it still took us to like other places we've been before in a very tasteful way that I didn't feel really ruined that experience at all. I had a really good time beginning to end.
I guess for those wondering why I may or may not make sudden random sounds, I am currently doing a rogue strike.
It's going
Probably
really
not the
good.
best idea. But anyway, no, we got the Taken one in Trossland, which is actually like one of my favorites.
Ooh, that is a
So
good
anyway,
one.
we like okay. So how does it start? They send us to Ikora, and then
Yep.
Ikora kind of gives us a personal like mission, and she just kind of, and from what I gathered, like she wanted it kept on the down low.
And we felt like I really enjoyed the fact that it brought in like kind of what we'd been through with her in the initial campaign. Like it felt very personal. It wasn't just, hey, you guardian. It was like, hey, friend, like person I've been
Right,
through
yeah,
some
she.
stuff with.
Well, yeah, 'cause she what during the campaign, like she has some serious confessions that she gives to us, and it's like
Yeah.
holy crap, and so yeah, I kind of liked seeing that relationship develop a bit,
I think she called us her friend like three or four times.
right,
And that was kind of cool because she's amazing. And I want
and
her
then
as my friend.
she's basically like, don't you dare renege on that, you fool.
Right? Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Sagira as
I
this is gonna be
well,
fun. Sagira as your ghost.
Sagira was my ghost, okay?
She was my ghost. What are you talking about? I'll fight you
No,
over this.
no. Yeah, it's time to duel.
So, I know you have very strong feelings about our ghost.
That's how you're gonna lead it into the
Yes, but well, because that leads into what I like. I didn't realize that. I'll be a little, I'll be a little negative here for a second. But I actually never had a problem with our ghost until Sagira was my ghost for the whole campaign, and then I got mine back, and I was like, oh wait, this guy. You know what I mean? Like that moment was when I realized, oh, maybe, maybe not so much.
Well, like, okay. Like, and I understand that Bungie couldn't keep Peter Dinklage
No, that's
because
3 years
of.
ago. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, I get that. But, like, Nolan North, Nolan Droid, as people call the ghost, I just can't. I can't. I can't. I'm
I don't.
so. I don't like that our ghost has become. That's what I'm trying to think of. Like our ghost has literally become comic relief.
Yeah. And there's sections that I really like, it doesn't bother me. Because, in a way, like, I think what got me, though, was, like you said, our ghost is more there for comic relief. And Sagira basically did the same thing, but in a better way. Does that make
Yeah,
sense?
it didn't feel like silly comedy. It
Yeah.
felt like
Well written.
relevant comedy. Right,
Yeah,
yeah.
it
So
wasn't just what's a one-liner we could throw in here, you know. But oh my, Sagira was fantastic. Well, and I liked that
I would like to keep her, please. Thank you.
right? Well, and I liked that like the more 'cause she's been out, you know, by herself with Osiris for, you know, who knows how long. It's just the two of them without any other interactions, you know. And so I love that she like the more time she spent with us, she was you know, I think don't tell anyone, but I think I might like you better. Like, you get stuff done, and you're kind of a big deal, and I have a lot of fun here.
This is making me do a happy.
Like,
Yeah, no,
she almost was sad that she had to go back for a second, you know?
when she even, what is it? She even talks. There's a one of the heroic adventures, I think, where Osiris makes a comment that like you might not be able to do something, and she goes, "Hey, he's one of my guardians.
Yeah.
Like he has a or they have a minor disagreement about our capabilities." And I thought it was kind of cool that Sagira stuck up for us.
Well, it seems like after we got her, every time we talked to Osiris, she was doing that. Because he'd be like, I am Osiris. And she'd be like, well, let me tell you this guy's history. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, this guy's kind of done a lot of stuff
He's
for the
done one or two things.
galaxy.
Like, he kind of woke up and then suddenly saved everyone.
There was this dude named
Don't
Oryx.
know if you
Oh,
heard of him.
and his wee babby Crota.
It's
And then
Wee
there was
Babby.
Axis. And then there was Axis. Oh, and then Gaul. Oh, and then yeah. So I really enjoyed Sagira's presence.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the fact that we can continue to interact with Sagira and Osiris, through the adventures and the heroic adventures. Like there's Osiris is still talking to us, which I thought was kind of cool. One element from the campaign that part of me wishes hadn't resolved was Panoptes. I wish to some extent that like Panoptes was still a threat and that.
Well, that's something we and you talked about the other night that maybe that's a thing with
Yeah,
something we're going to talk
should
about
we?
later. No, we'll dive into
Yeah,
that
okay.
later. Ooh, spooky foreshadowing.
What about three shadowing?
Ooh, spooky square root of foreshadowing.
Spooky pie shadowing.
I want pie now. Why would you do that to me? So,
Yeah.
how'd you like, speaking of him, like the boss fight at the end of the campaign against Panoptes?
I enjoyed it. I actually, part of me felt like I was playing like Metroid Prime or something.
Oh, oh my, that's a perfect comparison. I was trying to put my finger on what it reminded me of, but I knew it was something.
Yeah,
Oh, that
again,
was it.
and no, on that's like one of the best compliments I can give as far as like boss design. And it was, it's scripted, and yes, it would be really cool if I could go back and play that story mission on like an amped up difficulty. One of the things I actually really liked about Destiny 1's campaign was that you could do that. You could, at any point during the campaign, up the difficulty.
A couple
So
times
part of me
even.
wishes, yeah, part of me wishes, and like even at the end, you could do it to any mission. Part of me wishes that was a thing, and part of me has hopes that it will be a thing in the future. So, I mean, it's not like I'm sitting here going, eh, shit,
Yeah.
if I can't do that, until 2092, then so be it. I'll still get to do it, and I'll still love
It'll be
it.
glorious. Well, the thing I liked with that fight is it like, for one, it was a huge, it was a big scale. There was a lot happening in a really big area. And sure, it was scripted, but the thing I took away from it was almost like a, they've been pushing really hard with D2 to try to up the amount of people that are trying raid content. And I really felt like that was scripted in a way for people to kind of see what level of like grandeur a Destiny raid can have to make them go, oh, that was actually really cool. Instead of just the mindset of that's really intimidating to go, maybe that's something really cool I'd like to see. And I really think that's what that whole fight was there for, was basically to go, here's how cool some of our raids can be. You should try it.
Yeah, I think I can subscribe to that.
Yeah, because the second it ended, I was like, that's exactly what that felt like to me. Because, I
A
mean, it
mini
was,
raid encounter.
shoot some ads, like a circle of glowing Osirises tell you where to walk. They pick you up and set you in front of the eye to shoot your rocket, you know. So it was super easy, but it was still like super cool. You know, the artwork,
Actually,
the sound design, the music going on, it was epic, even though you weren't really doing anything difficult, you know.
I'm actually slightly disappointed that I can't get the Curse of Osiris soundtrack yet.
Yeah, I did sit down and find just the like the initial theme for the expansion and just sat down and listened, and it was a nice mix of old music intertwined with newer stuff with some changes to the old music, you know. Like it really felt like the time traveling aspect in the actual song. It was kind of really trippy and cool. Like you sit there and just listen to it with your eyes closed, and you can pick out like Destiny 2 songs, and then I think there's a couple that are actually from D1, a couple of notes here, or a couple of sections here and there, I picked out. I was like, wait a second. I heard that before.
This is not new to me.
I
I know
know
this
your
voice.
face. Fantastic. So, another part.
Just
We talked briefly, I think we just mentioned the word, about going to Mercury in the campaign. How do you like Mercury? All right,
I think we'll go to the, oh
got
my God, you're racist. No,
it. I'm just
so I think here in this area, I think I'm not going to have the popular opinion. I actually don't take issue with the size of Mercury as like a patrol space.
kidding.
There's a lot of little patrols on it, and
Yeah, there are
there's like
surprisingly how
constantly.
many patrols there are around this little circle, you know.
And it's just, I don't know, to me it's kind of neat to just run around in a circle and kill everything.
Well, and it was also like, you know, when they said the biggest, we'll get into this, but the biggest public event. Like, I almost feel like it was kind of a smart choice to make. I mean, for one, don't like. The public event is huge, but to make the plant the social space so or oh my gosh, not social space. I can't use
The patrol
words.
space?
I English. The patrol space so small to make that event seem even bigger that you were literally going from one side to the other during it, you know. But it doesn't feel cheap in other aspects of it either. I agree with
But
you for sure.
I'm also like really, really actually, like just struggling for words today. Verbiage.
Aardvark.
No, I am. That gives me a distract.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm just walking around the lighthouse, because I can't talk and chew things at the same time. I have a problem.
Oh no, it's not that. Like something you said was like, what the fuck? No, I really, really enjoyed. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that
Really,
sounds
really,
about
really
right.
enjoy the fact that like the adventures on Mercury. I want to do them.
Yeah.
Like it's not like a normal planet's adventures where it's like, ugh, this is going to be long and obnoxious and boring. Like I know what it's in for. It's these cute little scripted, and I shouldn't say little even, but it's these cool scripted like mini strikes. And some of the adventures feel like that, and some don't. Most don't feel like mini strikes. So for me, like I love the fact that the social space is so small, or the patrol space is so small,
I got you doing it
I'm
now.
constantly,
Yeah,
I'm con yeah, curse you. That's why it's Curse of Osiris.
Curse of Brett.
So no, but it's so small, like I'm not discouraged from doing the adventures because it's like, oh hey, look, an adventure. I feel like James Woods in Family Guy. Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh,
Ooh,
piece of
piece of
candy.
candy.
Ooh, an adventure. Ooh, an adventure.
Well, and I like, we'll just lead it straight into la, 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 la. They all take part with the infinite forest.
Here, I'm not going to have the popular opinion either.
Neither am I, but that's okay. We're not here for a popularity contest. We're here for our own opinions, because we're casual and we matter too.
Everybody is calling it like the infinite loading screen,
I don't
or
want to
you know,
talk
like
about what
a
everyone else thinks.
well, hold on. I get that. I get that. But I want to explain like why I like it so much. So there's load screens, and then there's mini games that take place during load screens, and then there is okay. So these adventures, like I just mentioned a moment ago, like they feel like mini strikes. So I take issue with and disagree with the idea that the Infinite Forest is just an elaborate loading screen because, okay, well, if that's the case, then what is the precursor to the boss in any other strike out there? That's just a loading screen for the boss then, So the Infinite Forest, I enjoy it because it's modular. There's like, yes, I'm fighting the same enemies more or less, and I am going to be going towards an objective that I know, but the path to get there changes every time. Every time I do it, the path is going to be different. The exact makeup of the enemies is going to be different. Like one day they might be really good with their contouring, and the next day they've got like killer eyeshadow. No, I'm kidding. Different makeup.
Gene Simmons. All right, moving on.
So yes. Anyway, I like the Infinite Forest because I like the heroic or the adventures that came with Curse of Osiris. Like I by default enjoy the Infinite Forest. I can't wait to see if they have future plans for it.
Oh, for
But
sure.
if they don't, it's not the end of the world.
Oh, they have to. Like, for how big a deal, or not how big a deal, but like how much they pushed, like, Infinite Forest, check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out. Like, it's definitely something they're proud of the tech in. And so I'm sure at some point they're going to expand on it for sure.
What if? Okay, so who was Panoptes? Panoptes, spinfoil hat. Okay. Panoptes was the Vex mind, quote unquote, that oversaw the Infinite Forest, yes? Okay. What did we do to Panoptes?
We blew him up.
We killed him like the scrub he is.
Right, get good penalties.
No, okay, so listen to this. What if, like, there's nothing overseeing the Infinite Forest right now? What if expansion 2, the Warmind expansion, is us helping Rasputin take control of the Infinite Forest? And then we have a machine that can simulate all realities, meaning they could do legacy raids. They could do like us versus Barney and friends.
See, that's something I could get behind right there. Can you imagine like a Destiny sized boss Barney? That'd be terrifying. Absolutely, positively.
I don't know if that's the right word.
No, absolutely terrifying. That is the stuff of nightmares.
No, I mean, like, I would go with horrifying.
Oh, yep, I'm not sleeping tonight. Thanks a lot.
And remember, I
Oh.
love you.
He gives us all a group hug as his white mechanic. Ooh,
But
but
they have to finish the song.
go ahead.
Okay,
Did
so yeah,
you want to
anyway.
finish your thought there? Sorry.
No, that's fine. So yeah, that just popped into my head. So
Yes.
I do look forward to seeing if they have future plans for the Infinite Forest, but if they don't, it is not a big deal.
I mean, even if they like, it doesn't expand on the Infinite Forest, but even if they just take that idea and they're able to mold it into, roll it over into something else that's bigger and better, you know? Because I really like the idea of it, and I guess I'll start with my ideas now. But
Your
like
idea.
the like I'll admit, like during the campaign, like the first few times, absolutely breathtaking, right? The space is huge, super fun. After a while, and I want to make this very key, by myself during the campaign, I was like, ugh, again, you know. But the second, like, it was over, and we started doing, which we'll dive into, heroic adventures, and I started doing the Infinite Forest with friends. Oh my God, I can't get enough of it. Just plowing through there, you're racing each other to get through, killing everything, trying to pump up your numbers, you know, and see who can get to the next door lock the quickest. And it's a really good, just, you know, the funnest part of the game is just moving and shooting. And then doing that with friends. And that's exactly what the Infinite Forest is moving around, shooting, and talk. Like, we just have, and we bring this up in every podcast, like being able to play content where you can just sit there and talk about life while shooting aliens or Vex or whatever in the face, you know? And that's the perfect thing that the Infinite Forest has been for me. It's not this tedious loading screen that you know, like you brought up other people were saying. You know, it's this extra content to just run around and shoot and talk with my friends with, and I just really enjoy doing it now.
I'm with you.
That's my thoughts on that. So much fun. Also, it's a really good place to I've discovered to test new weapons. Like, I'll get something new, I'll go, I don't know if this is any good, and instead of just running around Mercury and like shooting a couple things here and there, like pop a heroic adventure or whatever, you know, and go in there with your new gun and just see how you like it. The best way to test it is to just go against waves of enemies, you know.
I also want to throw out the fact that those heroic adventures are hard.
Hard. Have you, I think they're, did it say like light or power level 300, right? Is that what sits at? And yeah, and like, I mean, yeah, we were doing it the first couple. I think we were at like 303, 305 or whatever in there, you know, 307 maybe.
Well, they have a
But
higher light than the Nightfall.
yeah, correct. And it's it and yeah,
Power,
way
sorry.
more difficult power. Yeah, very difficult. And that, and not like Nightfall difficult is just like, oh my God, we're all dead. Your heart's beating out of your chest. But that's just fun, difficult in those, you know, heroic adventures on Mercury. Just going through, I mean, again, the Infinite Forest where everything's tougher to kill is makes it way more interesting. And then, like you said, where it's when you want to get to the end and it's not like other planet adventures where it's, you know, story driven, you go to kind of a cool set piece, shoot a couple things, and it ends. Like, when you get to your destination through the Infinite Forest, it's huge and expansive, and there's a lot of stuff happening that's, like you said, strike level, you know?
Right. I also one thing I didn't expect, and I from like what I've talked to about it, or what I've talked, oh my God, words.
We're
What I
having
have
issues.
spoken to other people about the Heroic Adventures. So say for example you're doing like Heroic Up and Up, they will always get the future, like the dark future. Me, I've done Up and Up in all three timelines.
Yeah. Well, that's what we had. Is Up and Up the one that has the almost the waves of enemies at the end?
That's a bug in the system.
Bug in the system. Yeah, bug in the system. The first time we did it was past Mercury. I want to talk about that in a second, but it actually bugged out for us the first time, and so when we redid it, we were in future Mercury. And that was, and I think you made the comment right there. You're like, well, that completely ups the replayability, knowing that it could be in anything, every single mission, you know?
Right? The only one that I haven't gotten in a different timeline was the runner. The one where you have to chase the big cabal dude.
Yeah, I don't see how they could really do that one in the other timelines, but that one's epic anyway, though. Like, those
That
hallways
one's
are
intense.
huge, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like a maze. You're constantly like doubling back and
But, you know,
asking Susan if she remembered the porcupines.
as a military race, though, you think they do a better job of putting their important people than in, like, the ultimate choke point. But, you know, whatever, that's a whole other
How do you know he's not a pansy?
thing. Oh, God, I'm gonna hide in the Grand Canyon. Where are
Yeah.
the faces of the presidents? You know, but.
God. I'm afraid.
I'm afraid, dear God. But yeah, oh, the Heroic Adventures are that bug in the system with the waves of enemies, like that mini horde mode almost, is intense. It is so much fun.
Yeah, I did that. I did the heroic version of that, and I got past Mercury again, alone the other night while I was on the phone with Jake. And I'm not exaggerating. I think half of the time I was there, like literally 50% of the time invested, I was dead.
Oh, I believe it. Also,
And then I made the mistake of not
go
equipping my Celestial Nighthawk, so it's
ahead.
like, oh shoot, I wanted to one-shot the boss, but not today.
Fun fact for those of you that may not know, if the timer runs out while you're doing your heroic adventure, you still get full rewards. What?
Yeah, we have tested and confirmed with two different heroic adventures now,
You
where if
say
you miss the
tested?
timer.
You say tested like we did it on purpose. It was
Shh,
totally on accident. I'm sorry, people. You
No, it was
suck.
on purpose. It's on
No,
purpose.
it was not. I can't hide that.
The baby's
Also,
sleeping.
I'm pretty sure it was on stream, so like no one can pretend.
All right, so anyway. Well, we tested it by default. So there, how do you
Yeah,
like them apples?
you're right. We did
Okay,
purposely try
so.
harder. I will say, after we failed and got rewards, we did purposely try harder to succeed the next time to then test the difference between rewards. So technically, you're right.
Not technically. I am right. I am all the right. I am also the left.
And the ups and the
And the.
downs. We will fight them on the beaches. We will fight them. Yeah,
My God.
okay.
To die as a day that would live in infamy.
So we don't have, due to some stuff happening, we don't have our new faction rally for season two this week. But we do
But
have
we got.
new gear
Well,
for
yeah,
everybody.
since the last time we talked to the kiddos, we've got the Curse of Osiris, the December 7th, 5th update, and the December 12th update. Like, that's a
Correct.
lot of content.
We've got our hands on it. All that stuff we ran through last episode is now in our hands.
Well, not all of it. I mean, I've still got quite a bit to grind.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, so how did, like, I just want to state that probably my favorite thing they've done is the ornaments, how they've gone and done the ornament system for everything. It's not just on really hard content, and ornaments aren't just like in D1 where it was just something like I don't remember how you got ornaments in D1, but I just remember it just happened. You're like, okay, that was different. But the fact they actually have on every piece of armor exactly what you need, they're all attainable, and it makes you want to collect everything
Yeah,
and
so
go out of your way to do everything.
one thing I didn't expect with the ornaments, and I don't know why I didn't expect it, I should have expected it, was that, like, okay, so part of me initially read it as, for example, New Monarchy is getting a new armor set for season two, and that armor set is going to have ornaments. No.
Yeah,
They
oh, I
don't
know,
get
yeah.
a new armor set. It's like the ornaments totally, in some cases, specifically like the new monarchy sets, change it looks like two completely different factions.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
So save your armor sets, kids, because it's not a new armor set. It's an ornament for the existing armor set.
I do want
I
to
don't
say,
know
though.
if season three and four are going to be the same.
Yeah, hopefully by then we get completely new armor sets for them,
Oh, we'd
but
like it.
right now this is fantastic. But one thing I do have to say is the Future War Cult set, I'm like kind of disappointed because the ornaments for that set is literally just the regular set with the new shader on it.
Yeah, that's the way the other factions are too. But
Well,
the
that's weird because New
new
Monarchy looked
mod,
completely different.
yeah, it looks completely different because like the texture on it makes it look like there's like these cool like gold lion heads and stuff. The gold lion heads aren't actually there. It's literally like painted on.
Oh, I know. But it looks like with the Future War Cult one, it's literally the same armor set. But with a
Yeah.
shader you can also get from Hannigan Tokens. So, like, why would I'm Future War Cult 100% all the way.
Oh,
But why,
I
yeah.
understand what you're
Why
saying.
would I want to grind out those ornaments if the ornament is literally just the shader on the armor piece when I can just earn the shader and then put the shader on?
Part of
There's
me
no
feels like
difference at all.
some of the screenshots for the armor set, or sorry, the ornaments, make it look like, okay, so you know how the Future War Cult shader for season two is like that white with that cool like purpley color.
Yeah, the white,
It
blue, purpley thing.
the ornament makes it look like that is that color then is either iridescent or it like LED color shifts from purple to orange to red, back to purple to
I guess
orange
I'll
to
have to go
red.
look at it again, but I didn't see like any difference or an absolute compared to, like we were just talking about New Monarchy, where it looks completely different with lion heads all over it. Like I was super disappointed that like the ornaments was literally just the shader on it, and I was like, well, that's kind of lame. That made me sad. That's my only gripe. I was kind of let
I'm
down
going to
there,
wait.
but
I'm going to wait
we
till I see it.
have ghost shells and ships and sparrows with our factions now. What?
I know I'm going Future War Cult like all up in that. There's no
I will. I will
swimming
never not go
above
Future War
you.
Cult. What
You want New Monarchy?
on my hunter, boom in your face, loser.
I
On
have
my
a
main
hunter.
character, I will never, ever, 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 ever swap
Get
away.
back together.
Let's get the band back together.
Get the band back together.
Contrabass. Okay.
Random Christopher Walken cameo.
Right, what are you doing? But I do have to say, the new Vanguard set actually doesn't look terrible for Titans, and the ornaments look amazing for it.
Well, it's the same
The
set. It's just got weird, like, spray painty stuff
no,
all
it's
over it.
slightly different. I'm not gonna lie, but and then the
Nuh-uh.
ornaments, it looked different to me for some reason. I don't know,
You're
but the
part alien.
ornaments make it look really good. My favorite part of the shoulder ornament is it literally just makes those giant boxes smaller. And I was like, yay, I want that.
Yeah, they did kind of have like World of Warcraft
Yeah,
syndrome
they
with Special
suddenly were.
Wars for Titan sets.
I think my favorite thing, oh my, someone made a meme of like a UPS driver like holding like a giant Amazon box over either shoulder, and they're like, the new Titan armor. I was like, yep, that's what it feels like. I don't know who decided that they needed giant boxes. What we do need is like the Mercury shoulders, where they are different sizes and there's stuff happening and popping out, and it looks awesome. That's the kind of Titan armor I want, and I love
You got stuff popping out of your
it.
shoulders.
But the Crucible ornament set looks awesome. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know how it looks for the other classes. I'm just going basically off the Titan because it's the only class I've locked in and looked at stuff on, and it looks really good. I don't know if you've looked at the Hunter set at all. I don't know.
The Crucible set? Yes. I actually have most of the Crucible set.
Also, the Crucible set, the ornaments for that are like really easy to do.
It's
Like the
I think it's
whole.
kind of neat that the ornaments aren't like these impossible like unicorns hiding in the rainbows.
Right.
It's like, okay, what do you spend your time doing? Okay, you will get that ornament set. Like, are you a Crucible player? Okay, you're gonna get the Crucible ornaments fairly easily then.
Just by playing, oh yeah.
Are you a Dolphin Wrangler? Okay, you will get the SeaWorld armor set ornaments very quickly.
What's like, and it's simple, like the first one is just hand in five rent, you know, the package, hand in five packages. Or rank up Crucible five times with Shaxx. And then one of them is just get like 200 kills in the Crucible, which is pretty easy to do during an entire season. One of them is just win 25 competitive matches, which if that's all you're playing, like you're gonna have that eventually, you know. Like stuff like that. Just play. Like I've already gotten a couple of them just by doing my, oh, and one of them is just do the call to arms 5 weeks.
And a season is what? 2 months? 3 months? 3 months, I think.
3 months, yeah. So, you know, 5 weeks out of 3 months, you do your call to arms, you have that one. And that's like the probably going to be the most time consuming one, you know. I
Right.
can't remember the Vanguard ones, but yeah, I was reading those and I was like, these are actually like very obtainable. And I actually, it's making me kind of want to Crucible outside of the regular call to, because the only time I really Crucible is doing my call to arms. But I enjoy it, but I'm almost tempted to start crucibling more just to say I have the full ornament set because it's obtainable and it makes you want to go do that activity, which is exactly the point of it, I think.
I would agree.
Reasons to do things. Here you are, guys.
That's what people wanted.
Right? Let's see here. Campaign, Mercury, Adventures, Infinite Forest, Rogue Strikes, Gears. Oh, gee, is there like any other bit of content that came out with this that like might be big and important and was all over the place and people are figuring out and having fun with? Like,
But
is there a
there's
thing?
Masterworks to talk about too.
I guess, like, oh, more stuff that was added? This isn't worth $20. Grr.
Yeah.
Masterworks. Oh my God. I actually just got Masterwork Better Devils, like, right before we started this.
Ooh.
Yeah. Meow. So how do you
That's
like,
a good one.
we're all gonna flip out because you got exactly the one you talked about wanting to get on the on our last episode. Which masterwork did you get, Nick?
I got Scathelock.
The first one he got was exactly the one he wanted. What a dick.
Yas, Queen, yas.
Yes. So how are you enjoying? I haven't messed with like Better Devils is my second one. The first one was a crappy rocket launcher. I haven't messed with any of it. But
I haven't.
have you used it at all? Sorry.
Oh yeah, I'm using it right now, actually.
Yeah. How is it? How does it feel?
It's good. It's good. The Masterwork perk that I got initially was nothing too special. It just like gives me 3 extra rounds of the magazine.
Okay.
So I mean it's absolutely nothing to write home about. However, However,
Ooh.
I'm one Masterwork Core away from being able to re-roll that perk in the hopes that I get something like range, impact, or ability.
Which is exactly what you want. So you're not using Ghost Primus, right?
Correct.
That's sweet. How do you like it's nothing huge, but just having a kill counter on the gun. How do you enjoy that?
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's neat to see, like, holy crap, I've killed that many things already. I literally just got it.
That's
So
fun.
it reminds me of the I almost said albums, the emblems that you get for your subclasses. They're just, oh, look at how many things you've killed with that subclass. That's cool. That's stuff that, like, I'm genuinely curious to see,
Oh
like,
yeah.
how. So I just finally saw someone who had killed like 20,000 enemies the other day in, or actually it was last night in a strike that I was doing. They had killed 20,000 enemies as Sentinel Titan. And I was like, that's dedication.
20,000.
Two and four zeros.
That's a lot of numbers. What's my I'm at 18,500 for my Sunbreaker. I had to go
Oh my
look that
God.
up. Those are my favorite emblems, the ones that like keep track of different things. Those are a lot of
Yeah, I've
fun.
got the one that keeps track of heroic adventures on right now.
And I'm glad that they're adding more stuff besides emblems that track that kind of stuff. Like the kill tracker ghost was really cool because it tracked your PvE and PvP kills, and then but having it like actually on each individual gun is super fun.
I think it'd be really neat to get emblems, and I guess this is talking about perhaps future content, but having an emblem that shows me like how many enemies I've killed with auto rifles.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Or
Well, I
even
know
like,
one of
okay,
my
how many enemies have you killed with Omalon weapons, and how many enemies have you killed with exotic weapons, maybe?
Wait, how
That'd
many
be
of the
cool.
enemies have you killed by just punching them in the face?
All of them. Actually, four.
But and it's like I used to play Battlefield a lot, and one of my favorite things to do was go to the website because it kept track of like what individual guns and your kills with them. And I would just sit there and go through and like, what's the number one gun I get kills with? And look at all the numbers and go, oh, I should try playing with this one more and this and this and moving around. And it's just so fun to see that brought into other games, especially Destiny.
Agreed.
Like, it just adds just another fun factor, you know. I wonder if I can push to this kill count tonight. Let's go run strikes. You know.
Absolutely.
So much fun. Oh yeah. And well, and again, like the Infinite Forest, it's a base level mechanic that, you know, is kind of in the game that they're playing around with, and then they can totally expand on it as we progress, you know.
So just I was doing that today. At work, we have these little megaphone thingies. I was doing it through a megaphone, and then I got one megaphone and put it in front of the other one, and I just was like, yeah. I
That's
thought.
fantastic.
Well, for I literally thought my life was over
I will
at one
murder
point.
you. That's fantastic.
Oh,
Before we
yeah.
jump into the really big thing here, was there anything else you wanted to talk about with Curse of Osiris?
What did you think of the Osiris's face?
Okay, so I really enjoyed the fact. I really enjoyed the fact that he looked super aggressive and mean with his face covered, and then the second it was uncovered at the end, like Osiris for Grandpa 2018, like like he was just like
Wow.
the cutest little old dude ever. And part of me at first was like, well, I kind of liked it better when he was all menacing and stuff, but like at the same time I was like, this kind of humanized him more, you know, instead of being this big scary ooh, you know. Osiris, hear my
Oh, there you go.
call. Ooh. Also, guardians can have beards, so I want to be able to put a beard on my guardian.
I want the speaker's old mask.
Apparently, I have to be
Covered in feathers.
I have to be exiled before I can grow a beard, so I'm going to work on that.
You have to be covered in feathers. Right? That's difficult to do. Covered in
Covered.
feathers.
I like covering things. Is that like covering and cuddling at the same time?
There's a market for it.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure there is. There's a market for everything in SoCal. What? Okay, moving on. What did you.
Oh,
Oh.
speaking of SoCal, random. Oh, well, this can wait till
Yeah,
after we're done.
this could wait till after. So I guess we can take a second and just talk about Osiris in general. Like a lot of, I know, like you got me going now. I was saying I didn't want to talk about other people's thoughts, but now we have to because you started it. So a lot of people were talking about how they didn't like that we didn't spend a lot of time with Osiris, period. And to that I say, what are you, Brother Vance? Like I was okay
Oh,
with
shade.
it. Boom. But like he's a loner and he just does his own thing and doesn't think anyone else can keep up. So it made sense to me that he was like, yeah, you exist, that's cool. I'm gonna be over here, you do your thing.
That's actually an
And
exceptionally good point that, like, he's been alone for so long. He's doing his own thing. He's essentially become his own master. That and like we exiled him. Why in the
Yeah.
hell would he want to come back?
Exactly. Why, like, the first contact he's had with anything Vanguard Tower related is us. Like, why on earth would he want to talk to the first person that came from something that exiled him, you know? And then at the same
So.
time, as important as this game has made you think you are at all times, he doesn't give a shit. He's kind of got other things going on. Like, saving the entire like cosmos from the Vex is a little more important than sitting down in a chair and talking to you for an hour and a half. Like
But he
I was
never wanted
okay
to
with it
talk.
because like story wise it made perfect sense that I didn't just sit there and hang out with him all the time.
Right. Yeah, he's not just gonna sit in the tower and do nothing. Could there have been more conversation with him? Sure, but like he
There was
was in
no
the middle
reason
of
for it.
something. Well,
Exactly.
here's something to remember. He was in the middle of something when we see them in what I think is the Vault of Glass. And in the opening cinematic,
Well,
he was
it's
in the
a
middle of something. He saw the dark future.
simulation of the Vault of
Well,
Glass.
yeah. He was, and he sees the dark future and is like, "Oh crap!" And he throws Sagira out, and like, who knows how long ago that was? But it's like he's been in the middle of something. He's got stuff to do. He's not just gonna ditch and. So
Well, and the other thing is, once again, he threw Sagira, like, he can't be revived. I'm sure the reason we talk the whole time with all the copies of himself is because he kind of can't really show himself, because he might die forever, and that would kind of ruin every plan.
right, yeah, he doesn't get his ghost back until after we beat Panoptes.
Exactly, and that's when we actually have a conversation with him, when he can suddenly, like, live. Fancy that. So,
So,
all you other Brother Vances out there, calm your
soothe your mammary glands.
tits. Oh my god. Calm the calamity that is your memories. But,
Sounds like
so,
great calming calamity.
going back to something a couple episodes ago, I never really did Trials of Osiris, so I never really talked to Brother Vance before, so I had no idea what his personality was like, so I don't know if it's different or not, but like I thought it was hilarious that he's just like the ultimate, like, I'm the president. It felt like a 90s Nickelodeon cartoon character that's like, I'm the president of the fan club. You know what I mean? Like, totally the vibe I got. And
Oh,
I really
absolutely.
enjoyed it. I didn't think that it was like it's cheesy, but it was done in a good way. Like I enjoy the fact that they're kind of in certain areas not taking themselves super seriously and understanding that they don't need to. And that was a really fun way of doing that.
In that same token, like we talked about earlier, our ghost, which is our voice, because we're mute in the storyline, not literally mute, but our character like doesn't have a voice because it's supposed to be us.
Correct.
Our ghost is not the place for that comedy. It just isn't.
I think it is because Sagira showed us it is, but again, like it's just not done in a good way with the ghost we have. Like this,
Well, it's cringeworthy.
yeah, for sure. But
The way they're taking it.
we can
So
move
yes,
past the
anyway.
ghost. But yeah, I really and like when you come to the lighthouse to talk to him, like. Oh, talk about shade. Like, he just throws it at you the entire time. It's so much fun. It cracks me up every time. I don't think it's annoying. It doesn't make me mad. Like, I'm chuckling every time. Oh, how'd you enjoy your time in the Infinite Forest where you could have brought someone who always wanted to meet Osiris? Cracks me
Right?
up.
He's like, I wonder why Osiris didn't want to meet me. He's always so dramatic.
He's blind, right?
Yes.
Because I always thought it'd be because, in the lighthouse, like, the whole front is just this giant window. Like, part of me at the end, when we're actually in front of the Infinite Forest talking to Osiris, like, I wish he was, like, up there with, like, his face against the glass, like, oh, he's right there. I want to talk to him. But he's blind, so that wouldn't have happened. But that'd have been adorable.
He's down there.
Maybe. Shit, like pacing back and forth. Would it be weird if I just ran down there? But it's the only chance you'll have in life. Maybe you should do it. No, stay here. That'd be weird. But it's your only chance. Inner monologue. That'd have been
I wonder
adorable.
what cologne he wears.
Right? Someone. I
Osiris is
can't
probably the stinkiest guardian in the
remember.
world.
Right. But I can't remember who I was listening to, but they were talking about. Like, Brother Vance is like that, like. Super creepy stalker that sits outside your window, and like Osiris will finish eating and leave the table, and he'll come up and like steal the napkin and start sniffing it, like that level of creep.
Yeah. They ain't wrong.
Right? But yeah, no, I enjoyed that. Is there anything you wanted to add on to Brother Vance before we move forward?
No.
Okay, so let's talk about. And I will have a short pause here for a second. I'm testing things. The Raid Lair. There we go. Got it. You'll know when you go back and listen. I'm having a hard time testing this. But so the Raid Lair, Eater of Worlds, is a huge hit everywhere. And that makes me super happy.
Bungie's failing their fan. Oh, but the raid lair is awesome. Yeah,
Right.
no, the raid lair, legit, legit.
So, we went in there completely blind and actually we made it all the way to the boss, completely blind, figuring out the puzzles and everything. And I'm blown away. Like the set pieces, the design work, it felt like an ode to old school raiding, the jump puzzle when you're going through the like is it the boiler room, is that what it's called, or the generator, what is that room called?
The
Oh
reactor
my,
room.
reactor, you're right, that's the more intimidating word, but like that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of issues there, but it was really exciting when we figured it out. And then
I don't know what you're talking about. I knew everything.
oh,
No,
you're
you're right.
not
It was a ton of fun. And the fact that they had so they did a jumping puzzle, traditional jumping puzzle, then they did like a thing just like in the Almighty where you have to take cover, and then they did platforming puzzle in the reactor itself. I don't, it, to me it kind of hit all of the beats that it needed
Yeah.
to.
What was all like, we had a few people in there with us that had never raided in D1 but had heard stuff. And like, I think at one point they even made the comment that was like, oh, this is more of like what I'd heard about. This is a lot of fun, you know?
Because you look at Leviathan proper, and it's very like you can tell you're basically in a game show, especially when you're in the gauntlet, like so but then you know and then you go and you do this. So I love it. I think it's absolutely stunning. There are
I
so many
like that
points.
Kallus was sort of a part of it. Like the fact that he even like talked was like super. Everyone, shut up!
Right.
Kallus is
Is it was really neat when like all of the loyalists are attacking you and he's like, "Stop! Stop! I don't know this guardian yet, but I think he can help us with the engine problem."
Right.
That's cool.
Engine problem being a very loose term.
Yeah. So, spoiler alert, when you beat Argos, like you get teleported to the loot room from the end of Leviathan itself. And there is the you know how you can see like all the Kallus bots hanging there? There are a whole bunch missing. So like the game is taking into account the fact that we've been fighting Kallus bots for a while.
I didn't know that part. That's super cool.
Isn't that neat?
I guess I
And
didn't watch
they're
that
not
far into
missing.
any of the videos.
Yeah, they're not missing when you do the normal Leviathan, but when you do Eater of Worlds, there's a
Which
whole
is a
bunch of Kallus
progression of
bots
it,
missing.
yeah. That's really cool. I like that. That's fun.
Yeah, I thought that was very tastefully done.
You can't see my face, but I'm actually grinning ear to ear because that actually is something that really makes me happy. Having in-game stuff to show like the reasoning behind running stuff over and over. But I just want to take a second to talk about just and not even the boss room itself, just the scaling of everything. Like just walking into it, the door just to get in was massive. That freaking I liked when we first got to that section. I don't know how to describe it with the water and the glowing pillars that are slamming together.
Yeah,
Like,
what
I
on
liked
earth
how
was that? It was so
it was
cool.
seriously just fall down and it'll throw you through it, which was really cool. But I liked how when we first got there, we're all like, okay, I bet we have to time it. So we're like, we stood there for like 3 minutes looking at how everything closed because you have your raid mine going. All right, go, go. Oh no, you're totally gonna die. We messed it up. Oh wait, no, you just float through. Okay, everyone, jump.
All right, we're fine.
It's all good, guys. Like, that was super fun. Well, then we
That
landed.
was.
You look back up, like, how much water is coming off?
It's insane. Like, there's so much water that I had to pee when we were
Right?
doing it, and I'm
Well, and
not
then
kidding,
the
actually.
reactor room, like, that thing was massive.
Oh, real quick. Okay. I just got enough masterwork cores to re-roll the perk
All
on
right, we will.
Stalehawk.
Everyone be quiet. It's just me here, but everyone else be quiet. Here we go.
You ready?
Drum
All right,
roll.
here go. Ooh, I got 10 reload speed. Curious.
Oh, interesting.
Didn't really want that, but I'll make it work.
But now you're gonna grind to get it again and try to get what you want. Did you get a weapon
Exactly.
grind? I
Oh,
didn't say the magic word. Anyway, it
Okay,
also
I
came up a
heard.
couple times when we were running the lair. I think I was the one that said it. It was like, all right, who designed this place? And they obviously hate their maintenance workers because this would be a pain in the ass to do any sort of repair maintenance on anything in here. Not well thought
Right.
through. Good job, Cabal.
You tell him.
Maintenance crew 2, it's your turn in the reactor room. Oh, great. All right. Bob, you're 1. Timmy, you're 2. Oh,
Yeah.
that
Could you imagine being a sweeper bot that works there?
just. We need you
Or
to go
like
clean off each platform.
there's a leak where I don't know. Have you seen the size of the ship? We'll go find it.
Right? Good luck. Enjoy the 3 miles of just water. Find the leak.
Have fun. Three
So,
miles, more like 30,000 miles.
while we're progressing forward here, not much to say when we were fighting the loyalists. Like, that was just an endless wave of enemies, which was still fun. Like, I think we wiped once there, and then we're like, figured out a strategy to like move together and hold sections down, and that was fine. But after you move past that, we like walk down the hallway, and there's that huge tunnel that me and Luthien had both made the comment. Like, that kind of looks like a barrel. And then you walk into it, and it's dead silent, and all of a sudden, boom! And you're like in space flying through debris, and you're like, what is even happening right now? We're all screaming and laughing and crying. And that was a really
And
well
then you,
done scripted moment, you know?
well, and then you fall and fall and fall and fall and fall, and you end up like platforming through these little flip dingers.
Well, you can even mess
And
up the fall. Like, I said, who was it that said? There was like, imagine every single game you've ever played where there's a sequence where you fall out of an airplane and you have to maneuver around falling luggage. Like, that's what this
yes.
sequence is.
Russ. That was Russ, I think.
I think you're right, yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, perfect, because we were also blown away from the cannon. That I think we all died the first time falling because we ran into everything because we're all just what's happening right now? I don't understand.
Right? And then you run across the little rocks, and you get to the what's it called?
The cube. We are the Borg. I mean,
It's what is it? It's a
yeah, it's not a cube.
something. It's a something by
Hexagonal, malar,
it's
polygonal.
like some, it's like a bipyramid, I think is what someone called it.
It
So I
goes both
mean,
ways.
it's
Wherever you
far be it from me to remain on the
are. Oh,
pyramid.
you like arc and solar and void, you bi pyramid.
That would be a try pyramid.
Try
I
hard
really had to
pyramid.
try for that one. Yeah. Jeez.
Oh God. But that space alone, like I think we spent 10 minutes just looking in around going, and you were the one that was like, guys, look at that right there. We're inside that giant gaping hole we see from Nessus. We are inside the middle of the Eater of Worlds, the
We
belly, the
are in the
beast.
mouth.
Yeah. And I was like, holy crap. That was huge. Like, they didn't even need to put a really cool fight in there. That was cool enough. And then, just as far as we got, we didn't get super far. But, like,
Yeah, we didn't actually manage to bring the shield down
but we were, because we were,
because
again, we were totally
it
blind.
was late.
I have to say, after finally, like, watching the videos, I was like, I'm actually pretty proud that we figured out basically everything just on the
Exactly.
go.
Yeah,
It
exactly what
was
you
just
needed
getting
to
it
be
right.
figured out.
Yeah, I was like, yay, go us!
And it was the fact that I kept dying. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't die.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Well, the big thing that was getting us, I think, was just the fact that we didn't realize that putting the cannon, putting it into bake spawns adds. So we were just slamming cannons into the oven as fast as we could, and it was just spawning a plethora of adds, you know.
You want to fight some Vex?
Here,
Fire!
enjoy.
It's
But
party time!
watching the video for the rest of that fight, like I'm seeing why everyone is saying, and that's fun that everyone's been saying, this is one of, if not like the best boss fight they've had in Destiny.
It just looks so much. I like how involved everything is.
Yeah. Well, I like how they've gone that way with D. Well, and I mean, Axis was the same way, you know, but there's no carrying someone really. Like, everyone has to be doing something and everyone has to communicate at some point. It's no longer like Vault of Glass where you go, hey, you just stand there and we'll kill everything. You can enjoy your shader at the end, you know.
Right, or King's Fall, where it's like, oh, well, we have our Relic Runner.
Right. And everyone
So
else is
you can
just
just
kind of
kind of do whatever
existing.
you want. Right. Like carrying is very difficult in the Leviathan, which also includes the lair.
Oh, so good. I can't wait. I think I can't wait to clear it. And then that's one that will actually have the time to sit down and get it on farm status and be able to do it every week. Which then
Oh
I think
yeah,
we'll
it's
get the
short.
there's a few there's a few of our group that's beat, the Leviathan proper, like you said, I think getting that down will help kind of get the rest of the team raring for actually clearing through the whole of Leviathan proper, and then we can move on to that, which I think
Right.
is kind of the point of the raid lair, is once again to get more people to try a raid since it's shorter, but
Right.
still
Well, I
be
mean,
substantial content for everyone else, you know.
it's comparable in length to Crota's End. And it's longer. Like I would rather take something like the raid lair than what was that place called? Prison of Elders. Prison of Elders was fun, but
Yeah.
I want something more meaty.
That's another thing that like a lot of people have been talking a lot about that they hated, and I actually really enjoyed that.
I liked it, but
Again, I just really enjoy content that lets me just sit there and shoot things in the face while I talk to my friends. I know that's not everyone's play style, so I enjoyed it because that's exactly what it was, is we just get a few of us and we'd spend all night just doing that over and over and just talking about life and shooting everything and getting sweet loot. Like,
yeah.
those are my memories, and they were very fond.
There's a couple times over the last like week or so where I've said to someone, like, as long as I can shoot aliens and look cool doing it, I'm happy.
Oh yeah. Well, I think that's what Calumet brought up when he was on the podcast, that his favorite part of Destiny is just shooting aliens in the face, like, because it's the shoot, it's just very, very interesting, in-depth, and fun to shoot in Destiny. Like, the gunplay is super good. Oh my God. Okay, what else do we have?
Shmilly.
I haven't really gotten very many exotics, so I can't really go talking about the new exotics really, 'cause I've only gotten a couple. So I can't really go in depth with that.
I've gotten a few.
They exist. I got a really cool helmet. I got a really cool helmet today that actually, oh, I have to tell you about my helmet. So I
Oh,
posted it in Discord, yeah, that I got that oh, what's it called? The Khepri's horn or whatever.
something cool.
So for one, it looks awesome. And then so what it does, it's a solar based exotic, which makes me happy because I love getting, I'm a sunbreaker for life. And so anything solar related makes me happy. But so solar damage kills recharge your barricade, and as you know, like, I throw a barricade every chance I can. Like, that's my favorite thing to do. And I'm one of those players that is always putting a barricade up.
You also carry an almost exclusively solar loadout.
Also, you're not wrong, because fire is fun. But yeah, so at all times my barricade's gonna be refreshing all the time. But another cool thing it does is it unleashes a blast of solar energy when I use my shield. So I actually went
Yes.
into the Crucible and got a kill by putting up my shield wall in front of someone.
That's pretty cute.
So the animation, so you know my favorite grenade, which is the one that shoots the flames forward like three times. So what it does is you put your shield up and it puts one of those out real quick.
Okay, that's pretty sick.
Right? That's bad. Like, when I read it, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then I actually used it and I was like, this is badass. Like, I could use this for anything. And so I'm going to hold on to my Crest of Alpha Loopy, because that, when I put up my shield, it sends out a healing pulse, which is cool. And then I have this helmet to throw on that sends out a damage pulse when I use it. Like, oh, I love stuff that works with your class abilities like that.
Well, and that was as far as like the exotics that they added with Curse of Osiris, that's been, and I know when we, if anyone listened to the Crucible Radio interview of one of the subclass designers and the weapon designer, like something they really wanted to do with exotics in Destiny 2 was make it so that they felt like an extension of your subclass.
Mm.
And like Curse of Osiris exotics and a lot of the exotics introduced in Destiny 2 like nail that. So
it's definitely
really neat. I'm still hunting the elusive Orpheus rig for my hunter, which like literally makes me a font of orbs.
Yes.
And it's really cool because they're like Wild West pants, and I've got like an arrow quiver on my hip. And when my super is charged, there are like little void arrows coming out of the clip. Or coming out of the quiver.
Well, that's cool.
So, you know, I'm not cool or anything. I'm just cool.
I did get my one of my favorite weapons from D1, though. I got my Jade Rabbit, and I'm happy.
Mm.
Apparently, everyone's saying it sucks, but I've been, like, having a lot of fun with it. I don't know if they're just... I'd assume they're playing with it correctly because they're people that play the game a lot, and I assume they're better than me because I'm awful, but... I was using it to clear Scions in the raid lair, and it was just a couple body shots and a headshot, and boom, they're dead, and I had ammo back in my magazines. It was just a continuous thing. And I was like, well, this feels spicy and awesome, but I guess maybe in... I haven't used it in like a strike or the crucible or anything against more than like a couple enemies at a time, so maybe that's where it like completely falls apart. But I've been really enjoying it, and I love the Jade Rabbit. I got it. Actually, I got it while we were doing King's Fall the first time in D1, and absolutely like I was not a scout rifle guy, and I got that. And I was like, I'll try it, and I was like, I love this gun. So I's the happy. But other than that, like. Obviously Prometheus lens, but yeah, that's really the only things I've gotten that are new.
I've gotten a couple. I don't like any of them. I'll fuse them into my other curse.
Glorious. Well, man. What else do we have anything else?
You mentioned questions earlier.
Oh, yes, that will be coming in momentarily, then, if we have nothing else to talk about. But, so I assume we're going to find out tomorrow. We're recording this on Wednesday, so we're going to find out in the TWAB tomorrow when the dawning is happening.
A faction rally, hopefully, is tomorrow, too.
And then, next week. It should be. So, yeah, so we'll have faction rally coming up, and then we can really dive into that and see the new... how the ornaments and gear actually work. Get some sparrows and ghost skins and stuff. Sparrow. I'm excited to see, because I don't think anywhere's posted yet, like the what Iron Banner is going to be like. Like what the Season 2 gear looks like. I've seen the ornaments for my Season 1 gear, and it looks fantastic.
See, and I don't know if they're going to do the same thing, where it's not new gear, it's just ornaments that change it.
Which is fine, because literally, like, the Titan set, the ornaments look, like, 100% different. It's, like, a completely different set. So I'd be okay with that if I'm just grinding for the ornaments instead of grinding for new pieces of gear, because we all know how hard I had to work on this set. I mean, obviously it's different because you can buy it with legendary shards and tokens, but I'm down to just grind ornaments in Iron Banner. I'm down for that. I think that's all we have coming up, right? The Dawning Faction Rally and Iron Banner at some point. Nothing new really happening in Season 2 that they've announced so far, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. Right.
We might end up seeing the Sparrow Racing League come back. That'd be
I'd be
pretty
fine with that.
interesting.
I think I heard like the music from it a couple times somewhere, and then there's a
I never
couple.
did it.
I did a little bit. I didn't get super into it, but I did a couple times just to try it, and it was kind of fun. More stuff to do, I'm all for, you know. But
Right.
there's a couple missions in the campaign that felt like you could probably like put SLR in there, you know. But man. So what do you got coming up? Well, you're gonna be out of town, but what are your goals coming up with Curse of Osiris? Like, what are you most excited to just bite your teeth into and play all of?
I don't wanna bite anybody.
That's not what.
No, I'm most excited for Masterwork. Like I'm, as you know very
Yeah.
well though, I'm already
Oh,
like
yeah.
on my way
Now that I got my better
to
devils, I'm excited to actually dive into that mechanic.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. So yeah, we could jump. Do you want to jump into some questions from the viewers? What?
If you want to.
So, this first one comes from someone you know, actually. It's a very simple question. It comes from
Yeah.
Butch, actually.
Cassidy?
And the Sundance Kid.
No, just Butch.
So, his question. Again, as usual, none of these questions are going to be Destiny related. So,
Did you
his
say none of his
question.
questions?
None of the questions. His
Gotcha.
included, none of the questions are Destiny related, and that's kind of
Okay.
how I think question from the viewers are gonna go, and I'm totally cool with that. I like it. It's a nice way to kind of end the flow of the podcast, you know. So his question is, did Vikings actually wear horns on their helmets, or is that just something that's artistically been done over the years?
Like, is he actually asking us, or is he
Yeah.
asking?
He's actually
He doesn't
asking.
know.
That's his question. Do you think Vikings
To my
actually had horns
knowledge.
on their helmets, or is that just something that's been poetically personified over time?
I'm gonna say they did, arbitrarily. Whether they did or didn't, they did.
Because it makes you feel better.
Yeah, it makes me feel warm and cozy.
I don't think they did. One of these
I
days, I'm gonna have
think
to
I
sit
know.
down. I'm gonna have to just sit down and, like, when you think about it, like I for a while tried to draw things. Just drawing a Viking helmet with horns coming out of it, where it makes sense, is not easy. So I can only imagine that actually, like, with their tools, crafting something where horns would stay in a helmet, I can't see that being an easy, worth your time kind of
Well,
thing.
nobody said it had to be easy. They did it in Skyrim.
Oh God.
That's my justification.
For
They did
everything.
it in Skyrim.
I like it. That's
Why the heck can't they
fantastic.
do it IRL? You know? They did it in Skyrim. Get good, scrubs.
All right, our next question
Oh no.
comes from someone named Blue Laser. Their question
All right.
is, what is the proper way to make a PB&J sandwich? I'm assuming they mean, do you do peanut butter first and then jelly? Do you use one knife for both? Or do you use a separate knife? Would be my assumption. Because those are the big ones I hear different people. So
See,
how do you make a PB&J sandwich?
for one, you don't use a knife for the jelly. You use, or jam, depending on your nature. You use a spoon because you can get more, and it's not as stressful and annoying. Two, you there has to be more peanut butter than jelly. And three, if you use grape jelly, you're doing it wrong.
There you go, listing again.
List, yeah, I do that a lot, don't I?
You do that a lot. I'm cool with that. That's fine. Man, I'm just grab a couple slices of bread. I use the same knife. I scoop out some peanut butter. I only use jam or jelly for PB&J sandwiches for nothing else, so I don't care. And I just scoop whatever I have and throw it on there and spread it and eat.
Go home.
I'm lazy, and it tastes amazing. So, the moral of the story is laziness is the proper way to make a PB&J sandwich. Let's be honest. Oh, I will gladly sit here and let you do that again. I want to listen to this. I want you to get exactly what you want on stream. Do
We're at
it.
five to range.
That's
I'm
not
okay with
bad.
that.
Yeah.
I'll re-roll it again as soon as I get enough cores, but
That
I'm
didn't
okay
take
with
you too long at all.
that. That's awesome. Well, I cashed in like 100 some
Oh, gotcha.
weaponsmith parts, and I got a masterwork weapon. So, word to the
So,
wise.
the best way to make a PB&J sandwich is to be lazy, because let's be honest, if you're making a PB&J sandwich, it's because you don't feel like making anything else.
No, you want to know a way that you can like really make your PB&J stand out from the norm?
Oh, now we're talking. See, Nick's excited.
I
We struck a chord.
you need to toast your bread just a little bit.
Oh,
Like toast it to the point that the bread starts getting colored just a little.
yes. Oh, now you're
Not
talking.
don't toast it like you would for breakfast toast. Not that intense. Toast it just enough that the bread starts changing color. And then pop it, and you will not only have a beautifully tasty peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you will have one where the peanut butter starts to melt, and the texture.
I'm not even lying. My heart is beating kind of hard right now. I'm so fat. That sounds so good. It's literally like you could probably hear it over my headset. Like it's beating pretty good right now.
Jesus.
I'm
Okay,
excited.
what's your favorite kind of jelly?
Oh, I honestly like anything's fine, but
I was just gonna say you probably don't care, do
I don't care. Whatever's
you?
available. Like I'll put strawberry on there. I'll put freaking apricot if it's available. Like I don't
Oh,
care. It's
I'm
going on
so
there,
sorry.
and then I'm eating it. Well, my grandma makes her own apricot jam, and it's to die for. I'm not talking like
Okay, so
store-bought apricot jam is disgusting.
now you just said it two different ways. Is it apricot or apricot?
It's actually lupricot.
Lupricot, got it. Just wait, that's that movie with
Probably Steven
Bob's
Seagal. He
your
does every
uncle
movie.
and Steven Seagal, as some people call him.
It's Steven Seagal. It's
I
the
just completed a prophecy verse for a forge weapon.
noise. Which one did you get?
I don't know yet.
Oh,
I'm
that's lame.
forging it.
All right, so our last question.
Oh, Jack Queen King 3. That's the head
I've
cannon.
heard a lot of good things about it. So our last question comes from someone named Real Leper. Fantastic.
Are you really a leper?
So their question,
Because
I don't
I
know, go
want
ahead.
you to get it looked at.
Nah, I'm sure they're fine. It's not contagious or anything,
Okay.
right? Like I don't know. Leprosy?
Man.
Me and my brother used to do a thing like growing up when we discovered what leprosy was, like that was just like the most exciting thing ever. So we would like we
We
would
are
like
horrible people.
right. So we would randomly like walk up to each other and like just like flail our arms like they were falling off and just rub against us and be like, "No, you have leprosy."
Know what I'm doing to you when I pick you up at the airport.
Right. Oh my God, I forgot. Oh, we haven't done that in since yesterday. Man, that brings back good memories.
You haven't done that.
My God. No, I think oh, I was 2002, maybe, was the last time we did that. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna have to. Next time I see it, I'm just gonna do it and see what he does. Oh, that's fantastic.
That's funny.
Anyway, so his question, backup point, is Disco actually dead?
Define dead.
Is the genre of disco just no more? Is it gone? We have what
No.
was made, but do people still make disco?
See, the thing is, like
Is
disco encompasses more. What?
I think like obviously like disco has expanded into like a lot of different, genres we have now. I think we should stick with the traditional, like 70s. Does anyone make like old school disco anymore? Like, is there any groups out there that are like, I like that funky sound. That's what I'm gonna make.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like, Michael Jackson did disco. Like, Thriller is a disco song.
Yeah, but that was still like, 30 something years ago. You
Don't
know what I'm
talk to me
saying?
about time.
I'm just saying.
Don't talk to me about time.
And
You know
disco
what?
was still technically a thing during that. Like, Michael Jackson started in disco anyway.
I am disco.
So, do people go, I'm gonna get on these swankified pants that swoop out at the bottom, grow my hair out, and play that funky groove?
How old are they?
It don't matter. Does anybody do that still?
Jesus.
I don't think he does. I don't think Jesus is in a disco.
Black Jesus. I'm gonna die. Like,
Right.
really.
So I think we
No,
just
I think disco's
answered.
dead.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. There was a phase, and it still pops up for now and then. If you listen to like the right kind of like old school disco, like it was popping, like it was solid stuff.
You're not wrong.
There's
Disco
days
is
at
actually
work.
some of the. Go
There's
ahead.
some days at work where I'm like, you know what I'm feeling? 70s disco on Pandora. Let's go deliver mail, And it's just a beautiful
Jake's
day.
gonna hate me for this, but he actually had a huge disco phase when he was a kid.
Yeah,
Like,
huge.
like the Boogie Nights album was his favorite.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love him so much more now. I know.
Like there was a night where we just laid in bed, and well, I think it was a morning actually, not even a night. We just literally listened to disco songs for hours.
It's fantastic. I think I know when I go to meet him, like the first kind of music I'm gonna be playing randomly in the car.
Gonna be like, oh my God.
We let's, because we both know he's probably not going to listen to this. So let's make a pact right now. When I come out there, meeting him for the first time, you're going to run up to me and do the leprosy thing. And then I'm going to play disco, and he's not going to know what's going on.
I'm scared.
So there we go. That was all our questions.
That was it.
Yeah, we had like we had two and then we had none and now we have three. Like, I'm feeling
We had
good.
24 last night.
I think we had like 3,000 the other night. Like, where does it end? So I guess we can start wrapping this up, right? I'm
If you
super
want to.
tired. I've been drifting for a while. I'm super tired. So let's go
Like
ahead and wrap
drifting off
this.
to sleep.
I'm just drifting. All right, we'll leave it at that.
You've been falling asleep,
Maybe. I don't know. Just when you were
leaving
talking.
me alone with these brats.
Just whenever you were talking. So when I listen to this at a future time, it'll be like I'm hearing you for the first time. I'm excited for that. It'll be a fun experience.
You're horrible.
Well, thank you for joining us Ladies and gentle viewers and listeners, we are just some guardians. We are a podcast and a clan on PS4. You can check us out on Bungie.net, /justsomeguardians, or I am Elmer Fudd in game, double M double D.
Ever since I did that,
yep.
I can't.
So you can shoot me a message if you want in game. We'll get you hooked up. Life will be good.
You don't actually have to shoot him.
You kind of do. Friendly fire is turned off in our clan. In our clan.
Yeah, I don't know where the beak. We have clans.
We do. But, not anymore. They'll spell off. But,
You went out on a limb there, didn't you?
Oh, man. Going to hell. I have to bandage myself up after that one. But, so once again, when we do the podcast, right now we are live. That is on twitch.tv/justsomeguardians. You can jump in there, get in the chat section. We'll get you involved in the actual show. Shout you out. You can feel all super special. Because I'm not going to lie, when that happens to me, it feels really good.
When you shout?
You don't get shouted out. Like, Nick here got shouted out in the last episode of Guardian Radio.
Woo! Twice.
That was exciting.
Guardian? LaGuardia Radio?
LaGuardia Radio. Let's go waterbarding at LaGuardia. So we are on Facebook, facebook.com/justsomeguardians. Sometimes when I remember to post updates there. We're on Twitter, @JSGcast, whenever I remember to post stuff there.
I'm
going
to try to help him post more.
I appreciate it. I forget to post stuff everywhere. I posted stuff today. I'm moving forward in life. So any questions you have in the future, just comments, anything you want to throw at us, we do have... our email, justsomeguardians@gmail.com. You can shoot us a message there. We're up and running on Podbean, justsomeguardians.podbean.com, or you can download the app. It should move around to your other app of choices now that we're on there, I believe.
Yeah, you can also find us on iTunes.
Yeah, we're on the iTunes. Jump over there, throw us a review, give us a listen, have a good time. More places to reach us. And I think that's everywhere we are right now, right?
Well, I'm in my room, but...
Or are you? Dun, 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 dun! So...
Like an episode of Star Trek.
So we were just some guardians. Join us next week for mutual chaos and utter incompetency.